covering stories you just don't hear anywhere else, at least not in detail. As you know, the president has been nominated twice for the Nobel Peace Prize for his work bringing conflict to an end around the world, Kosovo in Europe, and of course, most notably, the UAE-Bahrain deal with Israel put together here in the last couple of weeks and finalized with a White House ceremony. And if it had been a Democrat in the White House, it would have been parades and galas and all of that. But Donald Trump's there, and they just ignore it to the best of their ability. But in the scheme of things, how does it really stack up? Robert Spencer is the author of The History of Jihad and the Palestinian Delusion, the catastrophic history of the Middle East peace process. He has led seminars for the FBI, the U.S. Central Command, U.S. Army Command, and General Staff College, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Robert, welcome to the program. Your resume speaks for itself. Where to begin in this peace process? Has this president done well for us, and how does he compare to his predecessors in trying to bring peace to the Middle East?
I tell you, Donald Trump has cut the Gordian knot. He has done something that nobody even had the idea to do. It's really extraordinary. And what we're seeing now is as significant as any news since the fall of the Berlin Wall. We just saw, as a matter of fact, John Kerry quite recently, before these peace deals were signed between Israel and Bahrain and the UAE, John Kerry was saying, no peace can come to the Middle East except through the Palestinians. You have to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians first, and then everything else will fall into place. But you can't do it any other way. Now, this has been the conventional wisdom in both parties since the Camp David Accords in the 1970s and probably before that. And yet nobody's been able to make peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Robert, let me focus on that for a moment. Let me dig down a little bit deeper with John Kerry, the former Secretary of State, because he made those comments, but his comments were far more severe than that. He said there would be violence, bloodshed, blood in the streets. Of course, the same things were said when the president announced that he was moving the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. That was going to trigger a Middle East war and blood in the streets and chaos and carnage. None of those things have happened. And in fact,
right,
this president has taken us into no new wars. He's extricated us from wars that already were begun before he got into office. And now these peace accords are put together, and everybody acts as like it's no big deal. This is a huge deal. Why do they ignore it?
Well, they ignore it because it shows them up. It shows that John Kerry's been a fool all these years, and everybody else has too, that Trump has been right to just bypass the Palestinians, because they are absolutely intransigent and won't accept numerous peace deals that have been offered to them. So he's just gone around them, which John Kerry just said you couldn't do. And he has shown the countries in the Middle East that they have a reason to ally with Israel, and that is Iran, that they have a common threat.
That's right.
And Bahrain is claimed by Iran as its 19th province. The UAE is also threatened by Iran. And so this deal is in their interest. And they have much more of a national interest in this alliance than they do in helping out the Palestinians.
And clearly the president here, Robert Spencer, author of The History of Jihad and the Palestinian Delusion, the president here has further isolated Iran in a way nobody really thought was going to happen, especially when Barack Obama was still in the White House. We learned of secret cash transfers at midnight, pallets of cash delivered to Tehran under the cover of darkness. But we also know now there are negotiations going on that could bring Saudi Arabia and Sudan to the table. Again, Muslim-majority countries making peace accords with Israel, recognizing Israel's right to exist, further isolating Iran, and bringing the Middle East to a much more stable point than it has been maybe in my entire lifetime.
Yeah, and it's absolutely extraordinary, and it's based on an understanding that there is this deep Sunni-Shiite divide, and they don't like each other. And Iran is Shiite, which is the decided minority in the Islamic world, but has been so empowered, particularly by Barack Obama, that it was asserting a hegemony over the entire Islamic world, asserting itself as the leader even of the Sunni nation. And obviously the Saudis don't like that any more than any of the other Sunni nations do. And so they also have a stake in standing up for their own interests against Iran.
So where do you think this goes from here, Robert? I mean, we've got these in place. Saudi Arabia and Sudan seem to be on the precipice of going next. Do we have deals across the Middle East? And is it jeopardized, this peace that's being put together, if President Trump is not reelected? Is this process then jeopardized because the old guard comes back in that demands something to happen with Palestine and the Palestinians? Then what?
Yeah, this is genuinely a new world order. This is a totally different international arrangement from what has prevailed for decades. And yes, the old guard is still very much around. They don't like being shown up, and they're going to destroy all this if they can and go back to what was the way things were before. And so if Trump loses in November, or if they steal it from him in November, then all this is over. The peace deals will be abrogated.
Why did Barack Obama work so closely with Iran? Why that attraction? What's behind the scenes here? We have about a minute. Can you explain it?
Well, Barack Obama was hoping to use Iran as a stabilizing force in the whole Islamic world. He figured that if he empowered Iran, then Iran would bring its own peace to Iraq and establish the Shiite crescent with Syria and Hezbollah in Lebanon, and that would be a power that would bring peace and stability to the Islamic world. But this ignored the deep antagonism between Sunnis and Shia.
So it was a fool's errand, basically, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. It was foredoomed.
All right. Robert Spencer, author of The History of the Jihad, The Palestinian Delusion, The Catastrophic History of the Middle East Peace Process. Well, let's hope that the peace holds. Let's hope that the peace agreements hold, and let's hope there are more in the future. Robert, thank you for taking the time today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate you being here. 25 after now on this Thursday. We're going to talk about the grand jury in Kentucky, because I have some questions and some comments about that coming up in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. Plus, taking your calls on the DTE Common Sense Hotline. This is The Steve Gruber Show.